there's a lot of things I want to put on your car bucket list. These are the things your car has to do before it's put out of its misery. It's got to take part in some kind of movie chase.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like a proper cliche thing, like down an alley. It's got to go through some boxes, maybe a stand of watermelons, and then through a pane of glass that two blokes are walking across the road with.
Do I get to drive it? Oh, you're probably going to want to drive... But maybe I could drive it through the boxes and you could drive it through, like, the glass or something.
So I'm going to put movie chase sequence on the list. That's one of the things. I've always wanted to do some hood jumping. You know, like in cop shows where they kind of dived across the bonnet?
Dive across the bonnet, yeah, now, okay.
I've never tried that on any car I've got because there is a danger of scratching your paintwork, so that's why I've never had a go at it. But it doesn't matter on yours, so we can do that. Hood jumping.
I'd like to throw beans on it. Because, you know, like...
You're telling me you've always wanted to throw beans on a car?
I'd like to get a really big spoon, catapult it back, and then boom, off it goes with a bean splatting on it.
God, you're hardcore, you are. No, the deal is, if you get to throw beans at it, I get to hammer it.
Okay, but right near the end, though, yeah? So it has to do the other stuff first.
I'm putting on bean flicking.
What about... it would be good to get someone... It would be good to get, like, 200 signatures on it. Don't you think?
And sledgehammer. Oh, signatures.
Okay, yeah, we could drive it round and get people to sign it.
Okay, we've got six things for now. We'll continue that a little bit later on. Maybe people could suggest things that we could do to your car before it's given its final send-off
as well. I think it should have a good send-off.